On Article 4, we of course align ourselves with the statement delivered by the European Union. As a first point, and as already expressed yesterday, we want to repeat that we consider the Russian accusations as unfounded and part of a larger disinformation campaign. We also do not see any relevance for the preparation of the review conference, nor how they fit our current discussion of the articles of the convention. Coming back to Article 4, we want to underline the importance and value of national implementation, including through legislative, administrative, judicial and other measures. We also encourage state parties to provide appropriate information of such measures or other information relevant for the implementation of the convention, and we think that it's relevant to reaffirm this during our review conference once again. Previous review conference also called upon state parties to ensure the safety and security of microbial or other biological agents or toxins. The importance of biosecurity and biosafety has only been reaffirmed by the COVID-19 pandemic, and many delegations have referred to this yesterday and in last year's discussions. In relation to recent events, we need to recall that the obligations of Article 4 of the Convention also apply to territory under control of a state party, and that its extraterritorial application has been reconfirmed during the last three review conferences. We are in favor of all those measures that further promote national implementation and compliance, as well as confidence building. Related to this, we welcome that we can witness a growing number of CBMs submitted and hope that this trend will continue. We see huge merit in all efforts that lead to increased transparency among state parties, including voluntary visits and peer reviews. Austria was grateful to take part in peer review exercises previously, and we stand ready to participate in future exercises. In light of all this, we are supportive of the proposal by France and its 11 sponsors to establish exchange platforms for voluntary transparency exercises. We are also in favor of measures to promote awareness and a culture of responsibility amongst relevant national professionals. This also includes proposals to develop voluntary guiding principles, such as a code of conduct for biological scientists and other relevant personnel. The approval of such a document on the level of the review conference, as the Tianjin guidelines, is something we can support. Thank you.
I thank the distinguished delegates of all.